I'm speaking with Kurt Bodenhausen. He's the senior editor of Forbes. Kurt, thanks for chatting with me today.
Happy to be on. Thanks, Noah.
So walk me through the American Dream Index. What is it, and how did you come up with it?
When Donald Trump was first elected, we started thinking about, first of all, how did this happen? It was such a monumental occasion and surprised so many people. And we wanted to get at how it happened, and then also really track his performance. You know, he made a lot of promises about putting America first, bringing manufacturing jobs back to this country. So we wanted to really create an economic scorecard that's beyond just gross domestic product. So we hashed out factors that we could look at on a month-to-month basis that was also available on a state-to-state basis. And so we settled on a handful of different factors, one looking at bankruptcies, both commercial and personal filings. We look at building permits, both the level of permits as well as the recent trends. We look at entrepreneurship. We look at goods producing employment, which is a big part of Donald Trump's mantra getting elected. We also look at labor participation rate, which has been on a downward trend, layoffs, and then unemployment insurance claims.
Why did you decide on the components that you mentioned as the components of this index?
Well, a lot of them surround jobs. We look at mass layoffs, which really get deep into the psyche in certain areas. You know, you hear about 500 people being laid off in your area. That's really a heavy burden that plays into the psyche into an area. And so we thought these factors kind of really got at the heart of middle-class prosperity. So we launched it in March. January 2017, the index is starting at 100, and we saw on a national level there was an uptick from 100 to 105.
I do want to take a look now at Nevada. The Silver State got the top spot among all the states you measured. So what makes Nevada score so well on this index?
It rates highly thanks to strong levels of construction and startup activity along with gains in good producing jobs. Nevada is traditionally a state of booms and busts, and right now things are booming. Tourism has picked up again, and there's a lot of growth going on in Nevada. And the biggest coup was with Tesla's decision to locate its gigafactory outside of Reno, which is supposed to add as many as 10,000 jobs directly with the factory. And then there's this mushroom effect, where as many as 30,000 jobs could be added in the region. I write about sports business a lot for the magazine, so I see, you know, what's going on in the sports arena with a new NHL team coming in the fall and then opening up their checkbook to attract the Oakland Raiders with $750 million in public money. So that was a big win for the city and the state as a whole.
Do you anticipate states to fluctuate on these scores, or do you foresee kind of a more steady consistency?
On a national level, we're not going to see huge movement. But on a state-to-state basis, you absolutely can see some bigger swings, particularly those states that are very dependent on one sector. So we're looking forward to tracking this, and we're looking to explore more of these stories and dig deeper. The idea isn't just to be a monthly rollout of some new numbers, but really get into what's going on going forward.
Kurt Bodenhausen is the senior editor for Forbes. Kurt, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, Noah.